2 Kings chapter 11, verses 1 to 3, and 2 Chronicles 22, verses 9 to 12, and I will concentrate on the Chronicles passage. Ahaziah, the king of Judah, the wicked king of Judah, has been slaughtered, massacred by Jehu. And Jehu has destroyed the whole head of the reigning party in Judah, so that Judah now is in a powerless state. It has a vacuum at the top. We read this in verse 9 of chapter 22 of 2 Chronicles. There was no one in the house of Ahaziah powerful enough to retain the kingdom. There's a vacuum there. What's going to happen? This once godly kingdom under Jehoshaphat, now being linked with Omri, Ahab, Israel, is rudderless, leaderless at this desperate time. But somebody steps in. Verse 10, Athaliah, the mother of Ahaziah, saw that her son was dead. She stepped in. And she proceeded to take the reins. And how she did it was to destroy the whole royal family of the house of Judah. A murderous woman, a wicked woman, of the stamp of Jezebel, of the house of Omri, connected with Ahab. So this weak kingdom now is gripped by this Athaliah. She steps in. The mother of the dead king takes the reins, very much in the line of Jezebel with Ahab. But, what a glorious word, but, verse 11, somebody else saves the day. And that's the title of my discourse. Jehoshaphat saves the day. Jehoshaphat? Who's Jehoshaphat? Well, it's a bit complicated, the genealogy here. But this is what we read, verse 11. Jehoshaphat, she was the daughter of King Jehoram. She was also, we read in verse 11, the daughter of King Jehoram and wife of the priest of Jehoiada. And she was Ahaziah's sister. And so there's complicated relationships here. But this woman, the wife of the priest Jehoiada, Ahaziah's sister she was, Jehoshaphat, she stepped in. And she saved an infant child of Ahaziah. She went for her nephew and protected him. And so Athaliah, the mother here, is taking vengeance and taking power and murdering. And yet this other woman, Jehoshaphat, with her husband, Jehoiada, takes steps to protect the kingdom. And she steps in and she saves this infant boy, this child, from took Joash and hid him away from Athaliah. There was no male descendant now able to take the throne, but the daughter, Jehoshaphat, she fills the gap. She, the daughter of King Jehoram, she fills the gap, and she stands in the breach. She gets a grip on the matter. She risks herself to be slaughtered by Athaliah. There's danger for her, but her courage and her faith stand. We know there's faith here. Jehoiada is here. The temple's connected. And she keeps this child hidden for 6 years away from the wrath and the hands of Athaliah. This woman, you see, has her eyes open. She can see the political events going on. She can see the military things going on. She can see the spiritual battle being raised. She knows what's going on here, and she's looking to the future. So she takes this child, this young boy, this infant, and she took Joash, and she hid him away and protected him and brought him up under Jehoiada in the temple in secrecy. She didn't just wring her hands. She did something. And however much it cost her, she's like Obadiah with Jezebel. She keeps her peace in counsel. She sees the long term. She's in for the long haul. It's not a flash in the pan. She takes this child and hides him away and keeps him and protects him and brings him up, ready for the time when he can become king, rightfully king. Now what a challenge this is to me. Here is this woman risking her life, doing what she can, when she can, how she can, where she can, doing all she can to maintain the cause of God, the cause of truth here. Her husband is with her, and he's the priest, verse 11. He played his part too. And this is a vital marriage. This is a vital home. This is a vital partnership here, working together for the cause of God and truth. Can we not bring the principle over into the new covenant, brother and sister? You see, this woman, Jehoshua, what else do we know about her? But she did this mighty work. She did this very important job. She saw it. She had eyes to see it. She had discernment to see it. Have I, have you, brother, sister, can we not see what we have to do at this time? Remember Esther in the kingdom. Her uncle said, perhaps the Lord has brought you to this time, this kingdom, for such a time as this. Now is the time. Do what you can for the cause of God. I want to feel this. However small my effort might be, however feeble, however seemingly pointless at the time, it seems to get nowhere. May I have an eye to God in his future and the way he is leading and the way he is directing. A woman at this time with such danger, when there's no man, she steps into the breach. God be praised how God has used women in the past. Yes, he has used them, and the cause of God has gone on. There have been some very godly women who have done mighty works for God and have played their role in the descent of the gospel through the ages, the truth of God, in the church history, and before that with the history of Israel. You know, we can think of the names of the people, Rahab and Deborah and Ruth and all these people, and goes on. It's invidious to name them, Esther and so on. They play their part. Jehoshaphat is one such. So I encourage every sister listening to this, every daughter of Abraham, a child of God. I urge, spiritual daughter of Abraham, I urge us all, brothers and sisters, brothers as well as sisters, may we be active for Christ, doing what we can, where we can. May Jehoshaphat encourage us today. Whatever your hand finds to do, do it with all your might. Do it for God, however small the task might be. However risky, however dangerous. Remember, some of our brothers and sisters in the world are facing such dangers as this even now as I speak. But may we all arise and do what we can for the work of God in our time and in the days to come. May we, like Jehoshaphat, look to the future for Christ's sake. Amen.